So I'm getting caught up on Star Wars.
Well, we need to get caught up on podcasts because everybody's mad at us.
I know.
Everybody.
Oh, are these new?
Headphones?
Yeah, did everybody get new headphones? Or the guests got new headphones? I think so.
I thought they were just new stickers.
No, these are new. They don't stink and they're not cracked and I think they're new.
Are you still talking about headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I'm watching Star Wars, and I was trying to, I said, so what, how many Star Wars are there? He's like, I don't know, like seven. And I was like, are there really seven Star Wars?
This is your son, right?
Max, yeah.
Yeah. The first three and then the next three.
So that, but that's what I said. I said, right.
No, four, five, and six were first.
That's what, so those are the ones that were made when I was a kid.
Right, four. Episode
four. When was the first one? When did the first one come out?
70.
Okay, so not even when I was a kid.
You weren't even, you were 0-5, minus mm-hmm. 5 when they came out.
76. Okay, so we've started. So technically I've started from the beginning and then I should watch the rest of them. Because I'm watching from when he watched.
You know what? Yeah, you should start at 4 and still, I don't know.
Because that's the beginning, right?
4 is the, one is the, start at 1. See?
So really do start with the old ones.
I don't know. We should get a Star Wars expert on.
We should.
You know who would know? Gray Matter Splat would know.
Yeah.
How you should watch. What's the ultimate way to watch the Star Wars saga? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Or
4, 5, 6, 1. Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Right?
Or is it?
And there's a new set coming out.
4, 5, 6.
And I
3,
don't know,
2, 1.
And I don't, but from what I've seen of pictures of Star Wars, it looks like they're starting at 4 again because Adam Driver is wearing the Han Solo stuff.
I've learned so much. I've learned so much. I had no
you
idea.
You didn't know Luke and Leia were twins?
Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia are twins.
Because
the guy who turns into Darth Vader is.
That's their dad.
But who is that?
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
It kisses Natalie Portman, and I was like,
That's Mr. and Mrs. Skywalker.
Right. That's not Princess Leia.
No, that's Leia's mom.
I thought that was Princess Leia when she was a teenager.
No, Leia's inside. Leia's
How is Luke Skywalker related to Princess Leia? I was like, isn't that her boyfriend? And Max was like, no, that's her brother.
See, there is a point in.
And I said, so, and then he goes, well, and then their mom dies. And I said, well, how does she die? Is that why he becomes dark. That's why he becomes dark. And mm-hmm. he was like, and Max was like, I don't know. He was like, but she dies. And I was like, well, when does she have the daughter? And he was like, at the same time she has a son. They're twins. And I was like, what?
But there's
twins.
A point. But Luke didn't know that Leia was his sister because there's a point in the first Star Wars, the best Star Wars,
where they like each other.
No, he
why do they not know that they're each other?
It's space. It's a big place.
Oh.
He looks at her and says, "Hi, I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you." That's one of the most famous lines in cinema.
Oh.
And
who says that?
Luke says that to Leia.
No, but who's Luke and who's the actor?
Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Says that to Carrie Fisher. And there for an instant you think, oh, those two are going to get together because they're an affection.
So you don't know that they're brother and sister back then.
And then you don't like Harrison Ford initially because Harrison Ford is bringing it hard right toward Princess Leia. And you're going, hey.
And he's Han Solo.
Luke Skywalker was going to tap that before Harrison Ford.
Is he Han Solo?
He's Han Solo. Luke Skywalker rescued her. Why don't they become boyfriend and girlfriend?
Because you find out later.
Well, they're sisters.
They're brother and sister.
What bring me to my topic, if you don't see any movie for the rest of the year, and I'm going to cry when I tell you this, go see The Skeleton Twins.
Oh, did you see it? I've watched the preview three times.
Anybody who has a brother and a sister.
I'm going to shit,
and
right?
You will fucking shit.
Really? That's so funny that you said that. I was in a drop-off line for my daughter the other day, and I came across it looking for a good movie to watch.
Yep. It's unbelievable.
Is it?
It's. I mean, you watch, especially me, because I'm a freak.
It's
about
Bill Hader,
like
right? And Kristen Wiig.
And you think, you know, Bill Hader, I bet he could be a really good actor if he gave it a shot, and he is.
He kills
unbelievable.
It. Unbelievable.
And there's a scene in it that has to do with the Jefferson Starship that could be just campy and silly and stupid, and it is the most.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm gonna have to see it now. How many times have you seen it?
I'm going back.
You are.
I've seen it once so far, but I'm going back.
There was another movie I was gonna. That may have been the movie that I was gonna send you and say, I think you have to go see this.
Oh, and I don't even have a brother or a sister.
Oh, well, shit.
It's amazing. And Luke Wilson is in it.
Yeah, he's the husband.
And the dark-haired guy from Modern Family's in it.
Yeah,
and he's serious.
And
Ty Burrell, that's his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good friend of Jimmy Pardo's. Did you know that?
No, but can you believe I just knew somebody's name and you didn't know?
And you didn't say, well, who would you have gotten Ty Burrell confused with?
I don't know.
I don't know. Right?
Yeah.
Let's do this, shall we?
Well, it's 4 in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're receiving, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this.
It's his birthday.
Down the back, chicks, give me a kiss. I got a castle of Paris, got a crib in the city.
It was Bob Schneider, my man Bob's birthday yesterday. That would have been Monday the 13th. Hi, welcome back to the Off the Air Podcast. We're back. We're on duty. We've been away for a while. We've been fighting like cats and dogs, but we're back now. And here we are, right?
Yeah.
We're going to rededicate ourselves to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All I got's my body.
You know, that reminds me. I was going to mention this to you. I know this song
ain't
is like... I have a new respect for Wiz Khalifa.
Is that right?
And here's why.
Okay.
Because
I can't wait to hear this.
No, he has that song called, what is it, Roll Up or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I know the part that you're going to say because you laugh every time. I'll be there shortly.
You know, he's a rapper and he brags and they all do, like, I'm master of the mic, he's realistic.
I'll be there shortly.
Shortly.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Have you been listening to
Not
that song?
Not instant, all, over and over again. You know how I went, I saw Lucy, and I really liked that, so I watched that.
And that's the one where her brain's super
bionic
brain.
Yeah, but then in the end, she turns into a computer, so that's kind of weird.
And she's still got big bouncy boobies.
No.
No, she's got that tight suit to where they're not bouncing.
But you can't hold the booty back.
She's still got a booty. Yeah. There you go.
And then I saw The Equalizer, Denzel, and I saw that twice. I took Bodart to see that, my new homie, my old new homie, and then... I went to see the Skeleton Twins, and I was telling myself this can't be as good as I've heard it because Tom liked it, and I thought you can hold in your hand the number of movies both he and I like. And,
really?
Yeah. And it was very good. But I do like Wiz Khalifa. He's realistic. I'll be there, but I'll be there shortly.
He'll be there shortly.
Oh no, he says
what
shortly.
What about have shortly. You seen the trailer for Kill the Messenger?
Jeremy Renner. Oh.
Oh.
I have not.
Oh, shit. You're going to flip.
Have you seen This Is Where I Leave You yet?
No. I know. I feel terrible.
I haven't either.
You haven't? I did see Alexander and the Terrible No Good Bear Bad Day.
You did.
I did.
Is Steve Carell great?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's. Yeah.
Isn't there a kangaroo in that?
There is a kangaroo at the end.
Have you seen the kangaroo video?
Which one?
The one where we joked on the other show for a long time. It's my joke. That's Snickers. Maybe they'll be our sponsor. Have you ever had a bite of those?
I don't think they can be our sponsor. They're sponsoring the Bob and Tom podcast.
No, what?
I have not had this.
Gee, if there's only another podcast they could sponsor.
Snickers peanut butter.
25% more peanut butter.
Really?
Snickers. Satisfies. I forget what I was going to say.
Sorry, I just wanted to...
What was I talking about?
Oh, wow.
So I went to see The Equalizer twice. I saw Skeleton Twins twice.
Kangaroo.
There's a kangaroo video out there, and I had joked on the Bob and Tom show for many years that, oh, you know, kangaroos in Australia, they're just like we have squirrels or deer here. I mean, they're everywhere. Turns out, they're everywhere.
Really?
Think of the cul-de-sac where I may or may not live, okay?
Uh-huh.
Think you look out the front door and there are two kangaroos standing in the middle of that circle, that cul-de-sac, fighting. That's what this video is.
No, it's not.
And
they fight like real boxers.
They fight like real boxers and, hold on to yourself, they can balance themselves on their tail and put both feet and both hands up and hit the other one.
Oh my gosh.
And it looks like the Matrix because they're more or less floating in midair.
And you watched it?
And I watched it about 100 times.
About 100 times.
And it made me laugh every time. So I was just fascinated that they'd have... And Jim Gaffigan's in Australia right now.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
I've been watching this video a lot. A guy dressed up in a Mortal Kombat costume, and he stands on the elevator, and people get on the elevator, and he just scares the shit out of them.
What is the Mortal Kombat one? I forget what that one is.
Mortal Kombat was a video game.
I know it was a video game, but what is it like Boba Fett? Do you know who Boba Fett is?
Mm-mm.
No, he's in Star Wars.
Oh, who's he?
He's the...
Tell me something that I can tell.
Boba Fett is a bounty hunter. He's an intergalactic bounty hunter.
Oh, is he a bad guy?
He's kind of a bad guy.
And they chop his head off?
They chop Boba Fett's head off. That's exactly right.
I saw that last night. Because he
you
chopped
saw it
off
last night.
I did, because he chopped off Anakin's hand. That's why Anakin has a robotic hand.
That's exactly right.
Oh, look at me. It's That's like exactly I've been tested.
Wait a minute, hold it.
No.
God. I think Obi-Wan chopped off Darth's hand.
I don't think so.
If only we had...
I know, there's people losing their minds
They're screaming. I'm going to tweet that we are recording right now.
R2-D2 is the little blue and white guy.
The shorter one of the two. He's the Laurel of C-3PO's Hardy.
C-3PO is gold or silver?
C-3PO is the tall one. He's gold.
He's gold. Oh.
I'm typing.
But.
Go.
But Anakin had, does this sound right, that Anakin had a CP-3O, but he died?
I don't know about that part.
I don't either. But then.
I don't know why.
So then Max started.
I don't know why he
so
has to
Max,
wear the helmet. And I don't know how he has to breathe.
So
like
then
that.
Max started messing with me, and I said, well, where, when, which one's CP-3O?
That's the tall one. R2's okay. The short one.
R2-D2.
Right.
The R2-D2 was on the plane or on the ship that they were on. And
they
I said,
plug him into the plane and he's like the navigation.
Okay, I didn't get that part. But then the gold guy, I said, where's the gold guy? And the gold guy is...
The gold guy is C-3PO. C-3PO.
I said, why isn't he there? And Max said, well, he's too tall. They can't fit him on the ship.
I think he might be right.
Is that true?
Oh, no, they can. He comes apart in the middle. It's a robot. I think they could put him on the ship. I don't know, but
But then he kind of giggled, so I felt like he was messing with me a little bit. Like,
No, he was definitely messing with me.
He started telling me stuff that wasn't true.
That's true.
Yeah, so when I realized, I said, so Luke and Leia are twins. And he said, yep. And I said, I am learning so much about Star Wars.
And he says?
And he says, good, tell your friends.
That boy is going to be a stand-up. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound like something? That's good. Enjoy the veal. I'm here all week, Mom.
He's such a...
That's funny.
But it's so funny. It's so weird to me that he is so young and he is so into this and he knows so much about it and I know zero. I feel like I failed as a mother somewhere.
It's something that, no, I think it's being played out perfectly because it's something that he thinks he can tell you for once. You, the center of his universe, you know all, see all. And think of the self-esteem he has now that he has something that he can tell you about. Mm. He's probably very excited about it. Okay, we've got a question here. Oh, what are our plans for Halloween? And are we dressing up?
Yes.
You are dressing up as? I am not dressing up, I don't think.
I have two costumes.
I have to go to a party, but I'm not dressing up.
You're dressing up, and I already told you your costume, and that's what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I'm not telling.
Oh, is it secret?
Yes.
Huh.
No, that's... Chick will be at the
Wish for Our Heroes Pat McAfee Nightmare on Meridian Street.
Uh-huh.
Halloween night at the Ritz Charles up there in some far off land they call Carmel. I own a home there. Owned a home there. I sold it for $1. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be there with Mr. McAfee. Costume contest, silent auction, but the main thing is it's for good cause. Wish for Our Heroes .org.
Mm-hmm. Tickets available now.
Right. And
they timed it out really well so that you can take your kids trick-or-treating.
Right. It's from
have grandma and grandpa over, right. Leave them with the kids, and you come to the party.
Right. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's
yep.
Perfect.
See?
So we'll all be, Pat and I will be there. We'll have
yeah.
A good time.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah. I love those guys. This is a guy I took. I got in the dunk tank for, and I needed a stent, and I didn't realize it the day before I got my stent.
Mm-hmm. Eric.
Eric, my man. I like Eric.
That's good. That's important.
He'll be there, right?
Yeah, this is kind of his gig.
What? Now, when I hand out candy in my home, which I haven't done for...
Ever?
Well, since I handed out candy at the Grove, that's probably the last time I handed out candy.
Yeah.
I like to wear just the hockey mask and a flannel shirt. Is my,
do you really?
My standard, yeah. Yeah, the big flannel shirt and...
So you plan on handing out candy that night?
No, I can't. I got to go to this thing.
Oh.
I'm probably going to get my windows soaped.
What does that mean?
You don't know what soaping windows is?
No.
Oh.
What is it?
You take a bar of soap and you write, like, fuck you on a window.
Yeah. But it washes off, so that doesn't seem that mean.
Or blow me. No, but they have to. I mean, it just doesn't wash off with rain. I mean, you have to go out and
scrub it
a little bit. You know what's a pain in the ass, and people don't realize this, eggs on cars. That is a pain in the ass.
They have no idea.
Punk kids who egg cars, they think, oh, well, this will just wipe off. Fucking egg, that's a pain in the ass to get off your car.
For sure.
And it hurts your paint job and your enamel.
I don't even know. What? Is there enamel on your car?
Yes, darling, there's enamel. Okay, hey, here's another
question. You know what?
No, what are you going to go as? What's the costume you can tell me, or can't you?
No, I can tell both of my costumes.
All right.
I'm going to go as Wild Style from the Lego movie.
Oh, that's right, you told me that.
And Rosie the Riveter.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
You dress like Rosie the Riveter on the weekends when you're working anyway. You realize that, right?
Mm-hmm, I kind of already have the costume.
Okay. Let's see here. We got questions on Twitter. Plans for Halloween. I got that one.
Oh, my God.
What the heck? Oh, high school team challenge. When somebody wants me to retweet. When will you have a time that we can call in and be part of a house party again?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Ever? No. I'd have to sit over there.
Yeah, are you sure? I was like, we don't have a producer to answer and field calls.
Oh, here's a good question. What's your favorite soup?
A bisque. I prefer a bisque.
You like the crab bisque, the lobster bisque?
I love all of them. I love all soup.
Red Lobster.
No?
What? I thought you liked the bisque. Oh, no, that's the scampi. You like the bisque at Red Lobster?
I've never had it. No, listen.
Hmm. Okay.
I like all soup. I would eat soup all the time. Soup is my favorite thing to eat. I like chicken tortilla soup a lot that I make. And I like all the soup.
What's the best soup you made?
Cream of mushroom. I make a really good cream of mushroom soup.
I had a dream about mushroom soup last night.
Did you really?
I don't know why.
You're so weird.
I know. Do you remember the boiling bags that you get the beef in? The banquet boiling bags, and you boil water on the stove and you dunk the plastic
bag
in.
Yes, that's the only thing my brother would eat, and my Aunt Karen made them all the time.
You get
and a whole thing of white rice and
you get
dump it on
top. No, you get white bread and dump it on there. And
oh, really?
Oh, put like a pound of butter on it.
Did you eat that?
Oh, God.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
When?
When I was a kid.
Oh, I thought you meant right now. They still have them.
Do they still have those?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
What's your favorite comedy tour memory?
Yeah, I saw that one.
I don't think it's, X-rated, to be honest.
Well, there are those, certainly. But I'm going to cry again, but I still, that, you, me, and Tim were, Tim Wilson were stuck together for that weekend, and we never saw the inside of a hotel room, and it was awful and horrible when we were going through it.
And you didn't realize what we were.
How wonderful it was.
We were in New Mexico. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There was a time, there was another time where we were like in an Econoline van and there was like seven or eight of us.
It's the only thing we could rent was the van. It was me and you and Ronnie and Donnie Baker and
Tim and then
Tim Wilson.
And then the Pork Pistols.
Yep. No, we all had a, were they in there?
I
thought
think
it was
they
just
were.
Ronnie.
Was it just Ronnie?
I think I remember.
No, that's
we
right.
All had
there was
own,
one
we
more
all had our own row of seats.
Row of seats, yeah.
And who was driving?
Ronnie was at that time because that's when we were one exit away from the hotel.
Oh, that's right. And Tim insisted on going to the
and
gas
Tim
station
had
and piss.
To pee.
He couldn't make it to the hotel,
no.
and we got
we
off.
We got lost.
It was one of these places where we were kind of familiar with, and we got off and got lost just enough that we could have been to the hotel in 5 minutes. Ended up 45 minutes later, we pulled into the hotel.
Yeah, that sucked.
Because he had to pee.
Because he had to pee.
I love you, brother.
There was, I remember we all got into a fight in a car one time.
What?
Everybody's yelling at each other and pissed off and whatever. And that's when Dusty has to be on the podcast.
He's got a lot of stories.
Oh my gosh. And he it got real quiet and he said, leaves are changing.
Leaves are changing.
And ever since then, like, so when you would say that, that meant like truce, like stop, no more fighting. You remember
doors,
that?
Doors are closing. Leaves are changing.
Leaves are changing. What else?
I remember the time Greg Warren was driving, and you and I were in the back seat, and we fell asleep, and we woke up.
And we almost died.
Warren was, Warren, not in a joking way, not a comedian way, in a Greg Warren, bless his heart way, was scared to death. We were in Oregon.
A fog.
And the fog and wind. Remember, there was wind, too. And he thought, because I woke up and I said, Greg,
it was literally
matter?
like 10-foot visibility.
Yeah.
Like
you
something crazy.
And
yeah.
He goes, we just almost blew off the road just now.
Yeah, scared to death.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
We were in, I did not know there were two airports in Detroit. Did you know that?
I think I meant
you
no.
Probably knew that after this story.
Right.
So we were going, we got lost going to the airport, and this is the first and only time I ever saw Ron, Donnie Baker, lose his fucking
now,
mind.
Now, that was just you two, because I still
us,
have never seen Ronnie genuinely upset.
I was scared to death.
I can't imagine.
Scared to death. And I don't even know why I would have been scared, because I think I was just scared because he'd never been that angry before. He'd never been angry at all, let alone, like, he was 0 to 60, like, I'm going to fucking kill somebody if we don't get to the airport.
I still seen him mad, but I've never seen him, like, where he wouldn't, like, you know, come right back and start laughing. Were you with me when we went to the, yeah, it was you, right? We went to a Redskins game. And our flight, we landed at Dulles, but we left from Reagan.
Are you being fucking serious? Are you? That was you, right? I don't know. How many of us have you taken to a Redskins game?
And enjoyed myself?
Right.
That was you.
Okay.
With the beer and the Bears game. That
okay.
was you.
Yeah, and I'm not going to throw this other Snickers at your face.
That was you. Yeah. No, and we
I'm a huge Bears fan.
We flew into...
I'm not a huge fan anymore.
Dulles.
Yeah.
And
flew out of Reagan.
Stupid me. I thought we were going to fly out from Dulles.
Nope.
So we go a little bit early. Thank God.
Yeah, because Chick can't not
and
be early.
I was losing my shit.
Yeah.
And you were like, shut up, you big dummy.
No, we had plenty of time. It was no big deal.
Well,
Chick and Jess, who are genuinely the nicest? Who was the nicest superstar you've ever met?
I don't know. Who's the superstar?
I don't know. Who's for you, I know who it is.
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe Theismann? Yeah.
That's probably.
He just texted me last week. He's.
Did he?
I'm trying to finagle a.
Trip?
Trip to go see my former favorite football team.
Right.
Bless their hearts. Yeah, he's kind of in a funk. They're kind
yeah.
of a mess.
I don't ever like to see them.
I guess
lose.
He's the most famous guy I know and have his phone number. And
see,
he'll
text I didn't
me.
Realize how famous Joe was until you and I met Joe. Or I met Joe through you, and I was just, and then I, you know, well, yeah, Joe, or, oh, yeah, that was Joe. He just texted, and
oh,
somebody
and
was
go,
like,
Joe
and
who?
I said, Joe, and I, somebody said, Joe who? And I was like, well, Joe Theismann, he's friends with Chick, and everybody was like, do what? I was like, I don't know, he's one of Chick's friends, and I yeah. obviously,
he was very close
idiot.
To, he could have won the Heisman. He went, oh, Notre Dame, he's got the whole deal, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel I'm an idiot. I had no idea that that's
I don't know. Bobcat's real nice. Bob Schneider,
probably.
Of course, is
yeah.
incredibly nice.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody really famous who's kind of... I'm sure if I sat and thought, I could. There are some people that are on the show every now and then that I can't stand still.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, only because...
Can you mouth it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, you ride it?
I'll mouth it to you.
Do I know him?
No, they're just... They're just comedians who have been on the show for a really long time, and when they first started coming on the show, I was a little scared baby DJ, and they kind of treated me like shit then, and they kind of treat me like shit now. But I guess he's not that famous.
He's worthless.
Yeah, he's kind of worthless. Yeah.
He is worthless.
This guy to a certain extent, but he's a little better now because he's kind of fallen back to earth.
Both of those people have zero career now.
Yeah.
Hello, mid-90s.
I just, you know, it just makes you feel bad because then all of a sudden...
It makes you feel bad what? That you still have a great career and they're still
that
assholes?
Well, you know, it reminds you how they used to treat you and it's not fun.
You know what?
I just saw a guy actually who's guilty of that coming in to the station today, not an hour ago. And I kept
Don Stuck's truck in the...
No, it's not Don.
I'm joking.
No, I'm walking up the stairs and I kept my head down and I knew it was him. And I got to the door and he goes, "Hey, chick."
Oh.
And I go, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
It was somebody who may or may not have worked with a dog when they were on TV.
Oh, really?
Oh, that guy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's from the East Coast, so that's a problem.
Did you see Ed Sorensen is back in TV?
I know. When did you get the big Ed Sorensen heart on? When did that happen?
Who doesn't love Ed Sorensen? Have you seen him?
You know all the Ed Sorensen stories, don't you, that we can't tell on the podcast?
No, I don't want to hear them because okay. I like him.
I but like he's him, like, too.
He's, but he's like you. Like, he's gotten better looking with age.
He's... What was that last part?
He's gotten better looking with age.
No, he's... I always thought he was the best... No offense, Dave, but I thought he was the best sports guy here for the longest time. But now, of course, it's Calabro, I would think.
Right.
Nothing against...
No, I mean, everybody AC has their time.
Or Quidlick or Widlick or Quidlick or whatever his name is.
Okay, most of the sports people on TV...
Or what's his name first?
Are little baby ones. They haven't been around for as long as... Ed Sorensen was around a long time ago.
Lights and bites, everybody. Let's see. When is the next live podcast? Or can I pay to attend at the studio?
No.
Well, $1,000 a person you can combine.
What's your actual favorite movie?
Me?
Yeah. That's Grey Matter Splat we were just talking about.
Well, what's your actual favorite movie? I like a lot of scenes from a lot of different movies.
I'm embarrassed
movies.
To say, so I'm not going to say.
Oh, now you have to say. Can I guess?
No.
Is it the Mario Brothers?
No.
I just think you'd be a Luigi guy. I don't know.
No.
Am I not? No. What's his brother's name?
Mario and Luigi?
Mario and Luigi. The Mario yeah. Brothers. There's Luigi. And what's the other guy's name? I thought Mario was their last name.
I don't know.
Luigi, Mario, and Mario.
Mario's red and Luigi's green.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Maybe it's Mario and brother. Maybe it's not Mario Brothers. I don't know.
What's your favorite movie? Don't give me bits and pieces of it and I'll guess. Did I ever have to set through it?
Oh, I'm sure.
As my mom would say. Did I ever have to set through it?
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I don't know if I really...
It's not The Notebook, is it?
No. No. I love Major Payne. I have a lot of movies from my childhood that I love, that I know all the words to.
Major Payne is a pretty good movie.
It is a good movie.
If nothing else, the dialect the way of speaking that
he chose to go
what's
with.
What's his face chose.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big head here, something like that.
You know I like Meryl Streep.
Oh, you like Complicated?
It's complicated. Only because I like her lifestyle.
My favorite, see, I have a favorite scene in a lot of movies. My favorite scene is when Alec Baldwin and his younger wife and their kid is climbing all over his shoulders. They're in the elevator and Alec Baldwin's just standing there going, what the fuck? Favorite movie that I always watch. Gosh. I like What's Up, Tiger Lily by Woody Allen. The only Woody Allen movie worth a shit. That's where he takes this kung fu movie, this Asian kung fu movie
in Chinese.
And he dubs in
right.
English. Sarah's and Pink. And Godfathers, Casino, Goodfellas. I'm one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I watch those.
Oh, yeah. Those are all ones that you can't, you have to watch.
How about movies I can't watch anymore?
You can't watch anymore?
Yeah, probably. Will you be having any more local Indiana indie people on the show? Of course. We always do that. We are going to have, or we have had on, the latest, for Halloween, the Sammy Terry. The continuation of Mr. Sammy Terry is coming
on the
podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Who has more shoes, me or you?
Oh, God.
No contest.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
No.
I've got more shoes now at my house.
Actually, I just cleaned out my shoes. And I have like all seasons, all types, like flip flops, boots, whatever, galoshes. I only have two pairs of galoshes, but of all of that, I have about 50 pairs of shoes.
That's pretty.
You think that's normal?
That's up there. Now that's higher than normal, I think.
Says you.
I know I'm a freak, okay? I realize that. Oh, this is nice. Can't wait to see Chick in Fort Wayne for the Bob and Tom Show.
When's that?
Saturday night.
This Saturday?
Oh, I think we're going to have a steel cage erected because it's going to be me, Miss Pat, Donnie Baker.
Yeah.
Shit, I forget who else, but Bob Zaney.
No way.
We'll see what happens.
Ugh.
He gave me the Hollywood last time.
He did? We need to talk?
We need to do something.
I don't know.
He thinks he can kick my ass. He's wrong. We'll see.
I feel partially responsible. I feel like I haven't. I mean, I haven't.
No. After I moved out, I had a thing at my house where he came to stay with me for a week. And we were best buddies. And then all of a sudden, he shows up. He's gone. I mean, look, I feel bad that I'm forgetting.
Who else is on that show?
On that show.
What happens when we die? Somebody asked.
Well, you know how you... My theory is, you know how when you watch those old newsreels of like the Olympics in like Hitler Germany in 38 or 42 or whenever the hell that was, and you go, gee, I wasn't there. That's the same way I think what happens when you die, right?
You just stop being there.
You just stop being there. It's a great Louis C.K. line. What happens after you die? Well, lots of stuff. You're just not part of it.
Oh, there you go, Matt.
I would love to think there's a candy land of
yeah
chocolate waterfalls and we get everything we want when we but I don't know.
Do you think we'll have a Jess and Chick theme song?
Oh damn, Dave Dyer in Fort Wayne Saturday night. Me, Dyer, Miss Pat, Donnie Baker, and
he's like one of your closest friends right now.
Who, Dave Dyer?
Yeah,
there are two great things I do with Dave Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm with him, it's a good time. He's mm-hmm. pretty funny. And we text one of my favorite movies, The Odd Couple, with Jack Klugman and, I want to say Tony Randall, but that's not right. Jack Lemmon, Klugman and Randall. Not Klugman. It's Walter Matthau. What the fuck? We text lines back and forth.
Oh, I wouldn't know any of that.
Kind of funny. But what did you say?
The theme song, the Jess and Chick theme song. I thought Oreo Jones was going to try to do something.
Oreo might be going to this show Saturday night.
Fort Wayne?
I got to talk to... What day is it? Tuesday? I got plenty of time.
Yeah. What's on your Christmas list?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, let me think. I'll do what my dad always said. I want everyone else to get what they want. That'll make me happy.
Is that really what he said?
That's what he said.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Whereas my mother would say it, she didn't mean it and would be pissed if anybody else got. When are we going to get the video feed from the podcast? See, hashtag never satisfied. OTA holes. I like that. That's up to Jess. She was initially with the live video feed. She
I don't care. Whatever.
Didn't want her appearance on.
No, I don't care. Fuck. Who cares? I'm over it. If you think I'm ugly, I don't care.
Who thinks you're ugly?
Lots of people. But that's the thing is that we need somebody to man that to man that camera and to do that.
Like, it is kind of sleek right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know if we're running very well, but it's sleek. Yeah. It's me and you, and that's about it.
This is the last quarter, and things are tight this quarter. I don't even know. That doesn't mean anything.
I like the sound of whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
there.
I have no idea what any of that means. Somebody wants can koozies.
We were going to get hats. But we lost a lot of money on the gray t-shirts, so. Did you hear what I said?
Huh?
We lost a lot of money on the gray t-shirts, so
okay.
We can't get.
I'm just going to start, like,
jerseys.
Can we give those away to people? Like, you buy a boy t-shirt, and I fucked up. I made a shirt that I wouldn't wear, okay, is what happened.
How did you say, this is the shirt we're going to, and in the back of your mind, you thought, I wouldn't wear that. That's what your problem
I don't wear
was.
The ones that we have that I would wear. Like
you
I just
wear the light blue one with the dark blue OTA, dot OTA on the front, or hashtag OTA.
No,
because
I keep giving them away. Every time I have one, somebody's like, oh, can I have that? And I'm like, yeah, you can have this one. And
why
then
do
I
you
give
keep
them.
Giving them away?
I don't know.
Besides Marty Bender, who's the one guest that keeps eluding your show that you want on the podcast, Tom doesn't count. I asked Tom today if he wanted to do the podcast. He said, I'm incredibly busy.
He won't do it with me on it. That's why he said, because he wants to be a guest host. He doesn't want me
to
be here.
He's not
going
to be a guest host. If he wants to be a guest, he can guest host with you.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, bumper stickers, can koozies.
Marty Bender is the only person I don't even really want Marty to be on the podcast. I just want Marty to come and visit and have dinner with us. Like, I just want to see Marty more. It really has nothing to do with the podcast.
You know Marty, though. He'll call at 4:30 and go.
You, he'll call you.
What are you doing? I don't know. Meet me for dinner in 20 minutes over at.
With all the awesome guests you've had and all the great topics, where do you still want to see the show go? I still feel like there's an element of us in the show that's where we play that part like, oh, we're so open and honest and Dr. Will's here and blah, 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 blah. But I still think that we hold back a lot. I still don't think that it's completely honest. I don't want it to be, but I'm just saying that that's... I mean, eventually, I guess, maybe.
What do you mean completely honest? What the fuck else you want to say?
I don't know. I'm just... That's she asked a question. I'm giving the lady an answer. Or a guy. It's Doug. Well, his wife's in the front of the picture, so I thought it was a guy at first. Or a girl. It's Doug.
Which is it?
It's Doug! I don't know. I want our show to be more just you and I. I don't think we need I would like to alternate.
Well, I'm intrigued. What else do you want to say that you don't think we're being honest about?
No, I don't. It's not always. I don't know. I don't know.
See, now you're giving me the look like, shut up. Let's move on.
Good.
Where do you think the weak link is of us not being honest?
Our personal lives are still too wrapped up. Like, we're still too wrapped up in each other's lives for us to be coworkers or to just do the podcast. Like, when we're pissed off at each other.
We don't do a podcast.
We don't do a podcast. And then everybody else suffers.
Maybe we should do a podcast when we're pissed off at each other. Or maybe we are doing a podcast.
No,
we're
not.
Pissed off at each other.
No, we're not. I'm proud of us. We didn't fight before the podcast. We didn't even really talk before the podcast.
Well, you tweeted that. So probably it's best.
It is best. Don't you think so?
You know what? You don't want to know what I think's best.
God damn it.
Okay? You just don't want to fucking know.
Good news. Tim Bedore's on The Big Show tomorrow. But you know what? Ross Bennett is on The Big Show tomorrow.
Hey, I don't know what episode that is.
But that's a damn good episode.
The OTA, we had Ross Bennett as a guest, and that was an excellent episode. Ross is very funny and a really bright guy, very intelligent. And he's had an interesting and varied and at times heartbreaking life. So that's a great OTA episode, the Ross Bennett episode.
Yep.
We talked about what's your favorite soup.
I like all the soup.
So what was your favorite movie? You never did tell me.
Is it complicated.
Ford Fairlane?
No.
I thought you liked Ford Fairlane.
No.
Or you watched that by mistake one time, right?
No, like when I was growing up, it was on a lot and I had no idea what I was watching.
You're a mess, you know that?
Oh.
What's your favorite restaurant in Indy?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I like a lot of restaurants.
We like wasabi. We like the sushi.
I like wasabi.
That's probably
our
favorite sushi.
I like the Capri. I love the Capri.
Love the Capri.
I love Sam's Gyros.
Oh, I love Sam's.
I love. Obviously, you love Harry and Izzy's and St. Elmo's.
I love Momo's. I love Harry and Izzy's. I love that almost thing. Momo's thing I've been trying to start for 10 years is going to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of St. Elmo's, we're going to call it Momo's.
I love Sullivan's.
I like Sullivan's.
I love Cafe Patachou for breakfast. They have a broken yolk.
They have a turkey
bacon
chili
and avocado.
There. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
And that you get Bloody Marys until you can't drive. And you know what? They opened it right across from my house, and I had to miss. I was invited to the VIP grand opening, and then I was invited to be a judge of their barbecue sauce competition the next day. But I was in fucking Parkersburg, West Virginia. Not that I didn't have a great time.
At City Barbecue?
City Barbecue right across the street is open.
It is.
And they know who I am.
Yeah.
And it's...
You know where else I love?
And there's a Popeye's Chicken, which I love the Popeye's Chicken too.
No, you know, and you love this place too, Fat Dan's.
I like Fat Dan's.
It's by Sam's.
I like the French fries.
Oh.
And they have, it's one of the only places you can get...
Old style
beer.
In Indianapolis. And they have giant pickles. I love pickles.
You've always liked the giant pickle.
I used to buy them at the gas station when I was a kid. Ugh.
Restaurants. I think we covered that probably, right? I can't.
What podcast do you listen to besides your own? A, I do not listen to our podcast. Right. I can't tell you the last time I listened to our podcast. You know what I listen to the most?
Go.
American Test Kitchen.
I don't even know what that is. What is American Test Kitchen?
America's Test Kitchen.
America's Test Kitchen.
Yeah.
This is where they cook up things and...
No, they have all kinds of different topics, actually. They don't always talk... it's based on cooking, but I love it because they talk like everybody knows everything about cooking. I mean, mm-hmm. I know a lot.
You're savvy. I'm a good cook.
I'm versed. But the way they talk about things and I like it. I don't know. Anybody else?
I think let me tell you something. I'll give you $20 to make another lasagna, by God. I'll tell you that.
It's chili season.
Chili season. Oh, that's right. You put beans in your chili? Yes or no?
Yes. No noodles.
No, there's no noodles. I don't know. I get saddled with that. Oh, you're from Ohio. You must like noodles in your chili. No. No, that's Cincinnati. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Is that where Skyline's from?
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about Skyline chili, and I don't care who knows it. What do y'all think about that?
I'm not going to talk about that question.
Like, here's some of the America's Test Kitchen, episode 328, rhubarb and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, there's just all kinds of different...
Who is this? Who is this guy?
Food Futurism.
What podcast do I listen to? I listen to Jimmy's. Never Not Funny. I do. I don't. I'm not a Players Club member.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, it's expensive.
The Ramen Revolution.
Is this from America's Test Kitchen?
Uh huh. There was a really good one about soul food, and the evolution of soul food and what it means to different people.
What soul food do I like? I think I like greens with bacon grease on it. Is that
how you do that? Collard greens?
I think so. Well, you can do any kind of greens, I guess.
Oh, really? I like all greens. Yeah, I don't care.
Make you move.
I like it all.
I listen to Marin's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy's. I started listening to Dana Gould's podcast. Mm-hmm. The Dana Gould Hour. That's pretty good. I used to listen to Alec Baldwin's, but he's not put any new ones out lately.
I know.
I like listening to The Nerdist, but the sound quality is not that great. It really bothers me.
Why?
Sorry, it sounds far away and not recorded very well.
Huh.
Let's see. Yes, we are. Our scheduling did not work out for Mike Birbiglia, and we will do. We will have him on the OTA the next time he's in town, and Josh Kaufman as well. The scheduling did not work out. Those are two that we want to have as guests on OTA.
What music artists are you guys listening to? I'm always on the hunt for new stuff.
Somebody texted us or tweeted us yesterday about Whiskeyville or Whiskey Town, Whiskeyville. That's bottom dump.
Are you drunk?
Whiskey Town. And no, not yet. And they said, what favorite album would you recommend?
Oh, I said, it depends on what mood you're in.
I almost like Whiskey Town, almost. But this last...
sorry about that.
Got your volume on?
Yeah.
This last Ryan Adams CD is very good. I enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely.
I enjoy this
Did
one.
You see where Courtney J tweeted at him?
I saw it. He didn't answer.
No, but she had told us when she was here that time that they hadn't done anything together.
Yeah.
Well... Brian can do it, everyone. He favorited one of my tweets, so I don't even care.
He sure did, yeah. That's true.
I'm not listening to anything new. I'm listening to a lot of Taylor Swift.
I'd like to thank Pete the Planner for turning me on to Wu-Tang Clan. I've been listening to that.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, he put up an Instagram video of Ollie, his daughter, dancing to a Wu-Tang Clan song, and I Shazammed it, and it's really good. Let's see. This is from Michael Parsons from Geekasms. He was the first person who ever reviewed our podcast.
Oh, really?
And got it absolutely wonderfully correct. And so I've always liked Michael. He says, I've been curious with you, me, using a fake name. Does it get confusing going back and forth between fake and real?
Only when you don't have the proper identification for the Chick McGee and people, well, your reservation's under Chick McGee. Yeah, I know. That's an alias.
Not on the air, no. I mean, oh, because it's just like cussing on the air. Like, we fucking cuss on the podcast, but I know not to cuss on the other show, and I'm sitting in the same place.
Right.
So I don't know what goes on in my brain, but I don't get it confused.
Do you have a favorite beer?
I always liked Killian's.
Oh, yeah?
Red Irish Ale, I like that. Yeah. I like the Sun King Wemac. I like the dark beers.
Yeah.
I like a Guinness every now and then.
Yeah.
I like the Irish Car Bombs.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a beer. I just like beer.
I'm either going to... I don't like beery beer.
I like beer. Like, I like Budweiser, and I like Coors Original, and I like Old Style.
Coors Light tastes like water.
No, thank you.
Or it tastes like root beer. That's my beers.
Mm-mm. No, I like a dark beer every once in a while.
I don't like the hoppy. Hoppy beer.
Yeah, I like a beer. Just beer.
And the term IPA, I'm up to my eyeballs. Eyeballs and IPA. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Why?
I'm sick of it.
What does IPA mean?
India Pale Ale.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
India or Indian?
You have anything in an IPA? Why aren't you drinking an IPA? Let's get a bunch of IPAs.
Who the fuck are you hanging out with?
It's not good.
Does Bodart drink IPA?
I'm 2 hours early to class. Why do you, he talked about this.
About us talking about him?
He's in the car. We're driving.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were in the car for 6 hours, 12 hours total. He goes,
you guys went to Bob Evans and Cracker Barrel.
Yes, we did.
I saw that.
Cracker Barrel. We had those cheesy potatoes.
I know.
Are you fucking shitting
life.
Me?
I know. Don't you just want to...
And it really did happen. Cracker Barrel in Mineral Wells, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Brodart and I walk in there Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And... I almost bought a rocking chair. If I'd have been in the truck, I would have.
Mm-hmm.
The manager runs up to me when I enter the, and he goes, Chick McGee.
No.
What are you doing here? And I go, we were in Parker. It's right. Come on in. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Are you serious?
Honest to God,
That's
it was
awesome.
Great. And then he goes into the kitchen, mm-hmm. comes out, like three waitresses come up. And what are you doing here? This is great.
How many stars did they have on their apron?
Oh, they only had like four. The highest?
I don't think it's five.
Is five the highest? Whatever was the highest. That's how many they had.
Huh.
Yeah. Got the Bodart had never, I don't think he'd ever had the cheesy potatoes.
The fuck?
He ordered,
in a rock?
He ordered
a rock? In a box?
A second
Where's he
order.
Live?
He ordered, had a second order.
I would.
It was delicious.
Did you know that you can get all sides? Like you can just order
Wait
all
a minute.
Sides?
What are you saying?
It's
what?
Like eight little dishes of all their sides.
From Cracker Barrel?
Mm-hmm. Change your life.
No, I want cheesy potato. Anyway.
I'm 2 hours early to class. What should I do? Take your ass back home and go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep, Colton. Colton.
I had to tell that story the other day.
Colton.
We were, oh my God. Turn around. Look who's here.
Oh, yeah. We're not supposed to,
We're not supposed to acknowledge that? Oh, okay. Sorry. Never mind. Just kidding. It is not. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Were you given instructions?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before the podcast?
I forgot. I didn't know how they would get back here if that happened.
Why are we not supposed to talk about it?
What's the weirdest, oddest product you've ever done an ad for or been asked to do an ad for? Like a commercial? Like a live commercial?
Hey, you remember when we did the ones for the toilet ring?
Yes, the toilet ring. I love the toilet ring.
What's that called?
Santa Seal.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
I was at Lowe's
right
a couple weeks ago, and our good friend Nick Rojo
right
was buying a Santa Seal.
He was,
and it worked.
Oh, they work great.
Yeah, he was very excited.
The thing I like about it is, I replaced the two toilets in my rental.
Yeah,
and I called the
landlord.
You know
how I know?
How?
Because the old toilet sat in your bathroom forever, or in your garage forever.
Oh, that's right. And you paid $15 to have somebody carry it away.
I tipped the trash man because I was there to let your dogs out. And I had them, I said, hey, will you take these? And I gave them $15 each to drag the and they were like, yeah, we'll take the toilets.
Did I ever thank you for that? I thank you for that.
Yeah, something like that. Turn around.
So anyway, Santa Seal toilet rings would probably be right up there as the oddest commercial I've ever done, I would think.
No, I don't think it's odd. It's just not
it's
something.
Different. It's out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
You can move the toilet around after you. Now we're doing a commercial for them, and they don't pay us any money anymore.
Who cares? Did they?
Air filter of the month. We did that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What about, have you ever done like an adult product?
No, but they're like AdamandEve.com or something like that. They're big sponsors of podcasts.
There's an AdamandSteve.com, right?
There should be. If there's not, I don't know why there's not.
Don't Google it.
Probably not, because it's going to be a giant dong. let's see.
I've been watching episodes of Doctor Who. Also,
because well, that's right. You guys are
my son's on fall break. My daughter's not, so it's like nerdapalooza at my house right now. And he's going to be the 10th Doctor for Halloween.
See, I don't know anything about Doctor Who. I know a little bit about everything else. I think
I had
Doctor
no,
Who. I got no idea.
I had no idea, and I watched it, and I was like, oh my gosh! And I realized that so many people from what's that love movie that we love?
Love Actually.
So many people from that movie are in the Doctor Who episodes.
Yep.
But here's the big one. The mother, the lady that plays the girl's mother in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Is King Ralph's girlfriend.
Oh my God, King Ralph. That's one of your favorite movies.
He's one of my favorite people.
John Goodman, are you crazy?
Oh my gosh. Did you know? And I was like, how do I know this lady? That's King Ralph's girlfriend.
Is it his girlfriend or wife or mom?
It's his girlfriend, in King Ralph the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does he become King Ralph again?
I don't have to do that.
Okay.
Why?
Oh my gosh, here's a question we got. Are you looking forward to your time with Bob Zaney this Saturday, or is it going to be awkward?
Ooh.
It's going to be awkward. I got to tell you. Tell him it's going to be awkward. I don't give a shit. We want to go to Canada to do the show. I don't know about that. I don't think you can get into Canada, can you?
Well, I'm trying to clear that up. it's a little sticky, but we'll get there.
Oh, which episode of this podcast is our favorite? But you don't listen to them, so you wouldn't know.
Which one's my favorite?
Yeah, which is the one?
The last one.
The last one?
Always the last one. I don't know, the one we just did. I don't have a favorite. I don't think. They're like children. They're all special in their own way. I don't fucking know.
I was just talking to...
After the nice support from the Indiana Dairy Association, is Jess back on the dairy? I was never off the dairy.
You're never
off
the dairy.
It was on hiatus. I just choose my dairy wisely.
Yes, like in... what Indiana Jones is that? He chose poorly. Tell me about your ideal Saturday.
Ooh.
That's a good question. I'll go first because I think I know what yours is.
Okay.
Let's see. My ideal Saturday would be... I would have to involve a bacon party with the girls.
Uh-huh.
Bacon party. This past... We had a bacon party Sunday morning. And for the fourth or fifth bacon party in a row, no one shit on the deck. So that is a plus.
No one or... Ruby.
Ruby is the one that has been shitting on the deck, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, though, and in case you're not aware of this, Ruby is Jess's dog that was being attacked on the regular.
It's a sad story, and it sucks for our entire family. But yeah, we had an older dog who just
set in her ways and crabby.
Yeah, she's an only dog, and that's the way she has to be. And Chick's puppy was kind of lonely and needed that.
She was an
that.
Only dog.
Yeah, she was an only dog, but she was a young only dog. Like, there was still time for her to have a younger sibling. And so Chick kindly adopted Ruby.
And I think Monkey's on to me, but I mean, Monkey's always going to be Monkey. But Ruby is... Monkey, her affection can be, it's almost like too much. I mean, she's like...
Uh-huh, tell me about that.
Beat you up, and
what?
You like get tired of it, and you want to push it away, and it's like,
what?
Jesus, leave me alone for 10 seconds.
Really?
But Ruby...
That's interesting.
Ruby is like...
Are you looking for something to throw at me?
Mm-hmm. I am. Something that won't hurt, but not like a pack of sweet and sour
leave
sauce.
A mark?
But, okay.
Yeah.
No, but Ruby is... First of all, I've
Ruby's super smart.
Monkey is my second dog, technically, and I've only had two golden retrievers. Mrs. Gibbs, the best dog in the history of the world, still.
You really don't count Emmy as your dog?
Emmy was a kind of an add-on. She was sweet. Emmy was sweet.
Emmy was a good dog.
She was
dog.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She liked me best. We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. But Ruby, this mini Australian Shepherd, I've never had another dog other than the golden retriever. And Monkey's smart. Don't get me wrong.
Ruby actually isn't a mini. Did you know that?
She's not an Australian Shepherd.
Yeah, she is a little bit bigger than a stand. What classifies a mini?
So you know, I was looking at her the other morning. It looks like she's getting bigger.
Right. They said that she's going to be a petite. Females are generally petite, but she's going to be petite. So when you buy her clothes, make sure there's a P for petite.
But Ruby is the smartest dog. I hate to admit it, but she's smarter than Gibbs was. And Gibbs was
super smart.
Super smart. But I do an experiment with Ruby all the time just to see how smart she is because it's fucking fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you throw something out in the yard and if they don't see it, if the dog doesn't see it right away, they don't have a problem.
They're just kind of like whatever.
So I have this shitty fire pit in my shitty backyard. And I was doing something and I said, you guys need to get out of the house. You know how I talk to the dogs.
Right.
They're people. You guys need to get the hell out of this house right now.
Yeah, my mom used to say, blow the stink off of you.
Go blow the stink off. I got to mop the floor. So I started to mop the floor. I threw a rope out into the yard, and it landed in the fire pit.
Uh-huh.
And Monkey is like looking all around, wondering where the fuck this rope went.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby calmly walks out to the end of the deck, looks up into the fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, looks around in the yard first, then checks the fire pit. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there it is.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like...
She knows.
She looks at me a lot like... Okay.
Process of elimination. It's not in the yard. Where else could it be?
Must be in the fire pit.
Uh-huh.
And then she'll look at me like she's going to talk.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of wait for anything. Come on. Oh, right. She's just the best. And I'm toying with letting them in my bedroom.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You got a new big bed.
I got a new big bed, too. Ooh. They'd go balls out for the big bed, but they're girls.
Right. So they'll just go out.
Yeah, they'd go. I don't know what that would be.
Who came up with the name OTA, and were there other ideas for naming the podcast? There was. I think OTA is our good friend PJ Yinger. Is that correct?
The original... I'd like to sit in here. I'd like to jump in here and say that he came up with Off of the Air. And I thought, well...
Are you serious? You're going to really not give him credit for this?
No, he came up with Off of the Air. And I thought, don't say when I'm off the air, I don't say I'm off of the air. I say I'm off the air.
Off the air.
So I said, let's... Off the air. And he came up with everything else, the art and everything.
The other one was Kostaki said it should be...
The chick on the side bullshit.
Chick on the side. Like chicken on the side?
Chicken on the side.
Chick on the side. Why are you so nasty about that? Grr.
Who's your favorite pro wrestler of all time?
Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hands down.
Are you kidding me?
Hands down. No question asked. Hands
Goldberg.
Down.
Goldberg.
Can suck it.
Begins and ends with Goldberg.
No.
Not only a great wrestler, but a great Jew. Thank you very much.
Are you serious?
I don't know if he's even really Jewish. I think he is, actually.
Really?
He used to play for the Falcons. Did you know that?
I remember when I saw my first WrestleMania at Market Square Arena.
You weren't there, and I was there at the same time. We didn't know each other.
Probably.
Because Goldberg was there that night, and he touched me. And that's where my dinette chair came from.
No, this is like 1991.
I'm telling you.
91.
It was at Market Square Arena.
Yeah. And Sergeant Slaughter.
I was sitting ringside.
Yeah, the main event or whatever, what do you say, the big wrestling match at the end.
The main event.
Was Sergeant Slaughter, and I can't remember who it was against.
Goldberg, I bet.
No. Goldberg hasn't been around that long.
91?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, it was not Goldberg. You're out of your damn mind. Because this was like the Bushwhackers and Macho Man Randy Savage.
There was a tag team wrestlers called the Bushwhackers?
The Bushwhacker Brothers. Yeah, the Bushwhackers. I had their wrestling buddies. You remember wrestling buddies?
I remember seeing them on television.
Yeah, my brother and I had a bunch of them.
Wrestling buddies. Now, are those the giant pillows?
Yeah, well, they weren't giant, but they were like the size of like a regular bed pillow. But
were they like pillow pets?
Yeah, and they were cut out like this, like in this shape. like this.
Oh yeah, yeah. They were cut out in, a body
move
shape.
Their arms around and yeah, the Bushwhackers.
That's still my favorite brother and sister story of you and your brother. You guys were wrestling and he bashed you beat up on him
the
forever.
The last time that we wrestled, yeah, he grabbed me by the back of the head, grabbed my hair, smacked my face into the fireplace, busted my mouth open.
Yeah.
There's a picture from our family had a Halloween party every year. There's a picture with my mouth still busted
open. But up until that point, you wore his ass out.
I probably did.
Yeah.
And I think that he was so sweet and kind back then and so sensitive that he would never, even when he probably could beat my ass way before that.
Yeah.
But I think that like at that point, like I think that he had he had his first girlfriend and there was all kinds of things going on at that point in his life.
Hormones, stuff like that.
Right. And so he was just like, I don't have time for your shit anymore. And banged my face into the fireplace. Yeah.
You got to see the skeleton twins.
But prior to that, when we were kids, he was always he always thought he was king shit karate, and then he went to do his.
Oh, this is a famous family story. I know this one. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to get his yellow belt.
Black belt or yellow belt?
No, it was only his yellow belt. Okay. A. And they were just kind of throwing their arms around, and this kid just kicks him in the face.
Just kicked him right in the
face. Kicked him right in the face, and you hear my dad's holding the video camera, and you hear all of us are go, oh. Yeah. But so he always had nunchucks and fake ninja stars or whatever those things are. Mm. Which, hey, by the way, they're nunchucks. They're not nunchucks. They're nunchucks.
I'll blow your mind again. It's not pom-poms. It's pom-pons.
No, it's not.
First M, second N. Yep.
Fuck these N's. What is this?
I'm just telling you.
What?
And it's not sherbet. It's sherbet. There's no R in sherbet.
That's stupid.
I'm just telling you. There's a million of these things that will fucking piss you off about life.
Well, this is what pissed me off about when we were riding our bicycles when we lived in Plainfield, right? Just riding. My brother's got his nunchucks, swinging them around.
Oh, I love
this story too. Yeah. Throws them at my bicycle.
At your bike.
And they perfectly go through the front spokes of the bike. So as the bicycle wheel turns around and comes to the fork,
bang!
Guess who falls and just flies over the front handlebars of her bicycle? Just flies over and has rocks and gravel.
I think that's a lot funnier now than I used to.
Oh, very funny. But my mom spent so much time digging rocks out from my mouth, inside my mouth. My bottom lip just peeled behind my chin and just all in my mouth. All in my mouth. Oh, I just still remember it. And
he felt bad though, right?
He didn't feel as bad as I felt. Like it was too funny. Like that's just funny. If you would have seen it, that's funny.
I've seen him do something and think it's funny and then, okay, wait a minute. We didn't finish our ideal Saturday.
Oh, sorry.
Bacon party with the girls. I'm going to go.
Movie. Nap.
Cookout. Nap. Cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. A couple other things in there. But what's your favorite Saturday?
I don't know.
Sure you do. You're gonna go with the kids somewhere. You're gonna go pumpkin patch.
No. My ideal Saturday is wake up to a completely clean house, maybe a couple of loads of laundry to do because I can do laundry. I don't mind laundry.
I had two loads. You know me,
right?
I had two loads of laundry to do when I got home Saturday night.
Couldn't
fucking. I was out of my mind. I thought I've got to get this laundry done.
Really?
Because that never happens. Mostly, I do five or six pieces of laundry at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't fill up the.
You don't fill up.
Because I always remember the story that you told me that your mother would put way too much laundry in the washer, and none of it would get clean, but she'd wash it up anyway. Mm-hmm. And I always remember that.
Mm-hmm. So I don't. I prefer.
And Ruby is a sock thief. Do you know this?
Yes. She will eat.
It's fair
she'll
game.
Eat holes in her socks, too.
She hasn't gotten to. She hasn't gotten where she's eaten a hole in it.
She does like them, though.
She picks them up and walks away like it's, mm-hmm. This is fine. This is cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would do that.
Clean house, maybe a couple loads of laundry.
But I would wake up and make breakfast for the kids and make make an espresso and have breakfast and read the Sun magazine in the sunshine. The sun in the sun.
Sun in the sunshine, like a kitty cat.
Uh-huh. Just sit there in the sun. Just not really doing anything all day. Puttering.
I like to putter.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the garage yet. Or you haven't noticed the garage yet, but it's I got the shelves up.
Good job.
And I got the drawers over.
Good. All Do I you have a countertop?
I don't have a countertop yet. That's next. But
do you think that? Oh, we said no. We'll never nail Tom down for an OTA.
Not.
Do you still love doing the podcast? And what direction would you like to take the show as you continue to grow? I feel like I just answered that.
I'd like it to be a murder mystery, and the guest coming on, we'd murder them. And I don't know. I'd like it to be sponsored, is what I'd like it to be. Can we get that done? You think? At some
point. We're working on it.
We're working on it. Hey, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think that's funny. Somebody asked you about your time with Bob Zaney.
Oh, they know. When's the list of both of your least favorite comedians coming out?
Least favorite? I don't know if I have a least favorite comedian. Like, there's... You mean like to work with or to have on the show?
My list of least favorite comedians to work with is getting very small. I mean, it's the older you get, the more you realize those people are in pain. So you just don't, you know, it's not worth my time.
That's true. I think that's true. If people are like, I don't know. I don't know.
But there are some, there are many comedians that I sit back and I'm amazed that they don't realize how big of jerks they're being at the time.
Do you think that's possible? Well, but do you think
that, maybe they do?
Do you think that you're sensitive to that? Because do you think
I was a jerk for so long? Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Probably. It's like an alcoholic. Like an alcoholic. Like an ex-smoker. Smoker. I don't know. Well, that about does it for this episode of the Off the Air podcast.
You think so? What time? We have a meeting in an hour and a half.
We have a meeting, and we have to figure out we're going to do another podcast
this week.
At the end of this week.
Who do I have to choose from? Ooh, I love having meetings on the podcast about the podcast.
Well, Ross is tomorrow, but we've just had him. Gosh.
Read him. Let's play this game. You say them, and then I'll give you my first reaction. You know that game where you're like, just,
"Well, I can't."
Just do it. No,
I
do
can't.
It. Do it.
Rodney Carrington.
Uh huh.
Jeff Dye.
Uh huh. I don't know who that is.
Reuben Paul. Not Paul Reubens.
I know.
Or not RuPaul.
Okay, keep going.
Tomorrow Ross Bennett and Tim Bedore's on the phone. So
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got.
We could have a Friday podcast. I bet they do it.
Who?
Query and Schultz.
They want to be on our podcast?
Talk about the Colts? You're going to the Colts game this week.
I'm going to the Colts game.
You'll have a good time.
It's my daughter's birthday.
It is Sunday. Is her birthday, right?
Her birthday is the 19th, yeah. And she will be 9. And she's going. She picks all the games every week. She picks all the games every week, and that's her thing because... Everybody else plays fantasy football, and Chick does his picks that we can't listen to anymore on Thursdays because we can't let it influence her picks. So
I went 1-6, like worst week I've had all season.
1-6?
Yeah, it was awful.
You know
awful.
What? She this week she was
okay. Now wait a minute.
She was.
You know the machine is number 1A in my heart. You
I
know
wanna
that.
Say, was this? She was 12.
She's not
and,
picking against the spread. Okay.
Well, she's not, but we could. Don't you do that. She was what, 12-3 this week? Is that a possibility?
Yeah. Well, 12. There were a couple teams had buys, I think.
Okay, hold on.
Maybe this is why I went 1-6. I don't know. I don't know who the fuck's playing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How do you remember who won the game?
She won. No, I just know that she missed 4 games this week.
Okay. So she was 8-4 or 9-4?
Yeah.
One of those. Well, that's good.
That's pretty good.
She's still not picking against the spread.
So what do I have to do to get her to pick against the spread?
Well, you got to get the spread out and you got to explain it to her. I learned the spread when I was 8 or 9, so good luck.
Really?
And see where I am today.
Well, she is a huge sports fan, and she's gonna lose her mind when she sees this.
Reasonably priced.
Huh?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Just talking about how successful I am.
Oh.
I do very well.
You do. That was a funny vine of you guys trying to get him, Jeff Bodart, to say that.
That look that he gives at the end of the vine was the whole.
It was the whole point.
The whole point.
How long did you guys produce that before you actually did the recording?
Second take.
Good job.
And David came over and had breakfast with us, or late lunch, or whatever we ate.
David who?
David Mabe.
He did?
That was in London, Ohio. Yeah, I called David.
The way the fuck do I have to see a video of Jeff Bodart if Dave Mabe was with you?
David didn't want to be on the video.
God damn it, David.
I'm going over there Friday night to watch high school football game.
Are you really?
Sure, you're welcome.
Guess who's going to be at New Pal Dragon game on Friday night?
Whoever you're going to say, I'm not familiar with this person. And
one
no longer...
Jason Hoffsetz.
Hoffy?
Is going to be doing the...
is he play-by-play for
Noblesville? Color announcer?
Who are they playing?
He's for a station that covers high school football.
The game of the week?
Game of the week.
New Pal is badass this year, right?
We're undefeated.
But you guys, okay, in fairness to the other teams...
We're undefeated.
You guys start training then when they're 2 or 3 years old, right?
It's kindergarten, eh?
No, right? Seriously, that's a true statement, though, right?
That's a true statement because they started the football program, the Little League football program that's in place now, New Pal United Football League of America Association. I don't know if that's true at all.
The New Palestine.
NPCFL.
No, it's NPCFL. The New Palestine Youth Football League.
No, it's NPCFL.
New Palestine...
Community football.
Right. Where's the NPYFL? Where did I get that?
That's
that
New Pal Youth League.
Is that a
that's
competing
baseball.
League?
No, that's baseball.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah. But this year, the boys that played in that first year that the New Pal Youth League was together are seniors now. So that's how... So 12 years. That's how long...
You know, that's great if you can... Because I started football when I was in 7th grade, mm-hmm. and my father was this athlete. My grandfather won the thing at the school, and it was mm-hmm. expected because I was the same size I am now when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, of course you're going to play. But so I 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th mm-hmm. grade, and I was burned the fuck out.
Oh, really?
So junior year, I bailed.
Yeah.
But I came back senior year. But I don't know how you start them that early, and
they love it or they don't. Yeah. I think it's about loving it at this point. They like to play. Like my son didn't start playing until the 4th grade.
Well, that's
fine.
Good. That's
yeah,
great.
That's
yeah.
fine. But there was a coach this year, and my son's big for his age. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's about my size, and I'm a pretty big 5th grader. So, but
as 5th graders go, yeah.
As far as 5th graders go, I'm a pretty big 5th grader.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And a coach told him, he was like, man. When you figure this out, you're going to be unstoppable. But he's not quite there yet. He loves it, and he's starting to just get pissed enough on the mm-hmm. football field, so we're getting there.
You can organize that up and point it toward the right direction.
Yeah.
That's a good saying, man. If I ever figure this shit out, somebody better look out.
Let's
right.
do this.
That's right. That's
four in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up?
Thank you for listening to the Off the Air podcast.
But down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice.
We will see you next time with a guest. Evidently, not this week, but we can't find
up in the mud house, over in the club, getting crumbling.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. Tell.
I have a list of people that I'm ready to have on the podcast.
A bunch of.
I'll work on that.
A bunch of other people. Start a list.
I'm gonna be the guest getter.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Talent coordinator?
All got my body.
Thanks for listening.
Ain't got nobody. Bye.